Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friend, and that topic is simply the Energizers. The Energizers. Think for a moment of all the energy sources on the planet. We've got coal, natural gas, oil, electricity, and we also have solar, wind, nuclear. The list goes on and on. Now, conservationists believe that we need to secure alternative forms of energy so that we don't deplete our primary energy sources. This is why the world is in search of better forms of energy, things that can make our cars run longer, our homes stay heated and cooled for a lesser amount of money. Yes, my friends and neighbors, energy has a strong relevance. Energy also has a relevance in business because as professionals, our energy levels must be maintained and they're going to be times when our physical energy is drained and we're going to have to rely on alternative forms of energy to get us from point A to point B. That's the energy that comes way deep down on the inside that we've got to learn to channel and to harness, not just for ourselves, but for all of those who depend on us. Yes, my friends and neighbors, there are three key forms of energy that every professional must learn how to harness. That energy has a relevance because there'll be times when you've got to call upon it in order to make yourself better than ever before. Let's identify these three types of energy sources and learn how to apply them in our professional lives. First, there is committed energy. Yes, my friends and neighbors, this is the energy of the will. Have you ever forced yourself to do something that you knew you didn't feel like doing? You may have been tired or sleepy or something along those lines and hungry, whatever the case may have been, but you had it on your schedule and you knew you had to push yourself. For those who are committed to working out, you can agree that every day you don't feel like working out. So you've got to draw on that energy of the will, that committed energy, to force yourself to the gym even when you don't feel like going. Students force themselves to do homework, and employees sometimes work 9-to-5 jobs for 20 or 30 years and never show up late and never call in sick. They force themselves to continue for the greater good. How do you harness committed energy? How do you master and harness that energy of the will? Well, consider these three P's. There is purpose, then there is plan, and then there is perspective. You see, when it comes to harnessing committed energy, the energy of the will, we have to have a purpose. We've got to think about all the things that what we do is going to accomplish. In other words, the guy that works a 9-to-5 realizes that he's going to this job every day because it's the way that he provides for his family. It has a purpose. The athlete that goes to the gym and practices countless number of hours recognizes that that's his way to excel on the team. He knows the purpose. After the purpose, you also have to know the plan. If you're writing things down about what you want to accomplish, whether it be a weight loss goal or a business objective or a 3 or 5 year plan, reviewing it consistently will spark that energy of the will. And then it'll also give you that last P, that perspective that allows you to see the big picture that causes us to keep on pushing. You know, Supreme Court justices receive a lifetime appointment. Many of them serve in spite of declining health and advancing age. How do they do it? They're drawing on the energy of the will. Yes, my friends and neighbors, I challenge you to harness your committed energy. After committed energy, there's another type. There's another one called creative energy. This is simply the energy of the skill. Yes, my friends and neighbors, this is the energy that's developed from you using your mind to do what you were gifted and talented to do all the things that line up with all of your wonderful abilities that nobody has quite like you. Yes, my friends and neighbors, there was only one Mozart. There was only one Thomas Edison. There's only one of you. And I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to harness that creative energy by, first of all, identifying your passion. What is it that you like to do? What is it that you enjoy more than anything else? You know, you've got those hobbies, those talents, those gifts and abilities that you enjoy and oftentimes don't always have or make the time to do them. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to harness the creative energy by identifying your passion, then make that passion a priority. Your gifts and talents should have a protected place on your schedule each day. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to take the time to practice and do those things that make you better and better and better. Yes, my friends and neighbors, when it becomes a priority, you'll find time for it. Imagine if these great artists and singers and athletes that we've grown to appreciate didn't make their gifts a priority. We would never enjoy the music that they sing or the songs that they've written or the things that they can do so artistically that nobody else can do but them. Then there's another one that harnesses that creative energy. It's called prolificity. Prolificity is simply the art of doing a thing over and over again, meaning producing a lot, meaning becoming productive. You see, the more you do a thing, the better you become. Keep baking cakes, and one day you can call yourself a baker. Keep fixing cars, and one day you can call yourself a mechanic. Yes, my friends and neighbors, the prolificity just says, I'm going to continue to create. If you're a poet, write poetry as often as you can. If you're a writer and you write novels, write as many of them as your mind will allow. Don't allow yourself to become stagnant. On the contrary, become prolific and write and create and do all that you can to keep the energy of your skill alive. Then last but not least, my friends, there is collaborative energy. This is the energy that comes from your peers and your partners. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we all need that external energy. And in sports, they have pep rallies to motivate the team. They have fans in the stands to cheer them on. They've got cheerleaders that are on the sidelines that are waving the pom-pom saying, you can make it. Yes, my friends and neighbors, the collaborative energy comes from your peers. Which one of your peers or partners are pushing you? Are they holding you accountable? Are they aware of your progress? Are they uniquely aligned with your goals? I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to find that collaborative energy that allows you to exemplify the iron sharpens iron proverb, that you'll know every day that when you got someone right there with you, running the race with you, then there's no way you can lose. If you've ever been in a three-legged race, then you know when your legs are tied together, you've got to rely on that partner in order to make it to the finish line. If the partner goes down, you go down too. But if you both can stay up and operate in harmony and in unison, we can win the race. Yes, my friends and neighbors, I challenge you to reach down for those alternative forms of energy and you will succeed all the time. That's all the time of yours I'm going to take today, my friends. And I want to say to you that if you enjoyed this training segment, Success Training Institute can grow your business and change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.